The ship was barely worthy of the name. No bigger than a land speeder, the shuttle pod carried only a single occupant, a rudimentary drive system, and auto-navigator. What other space remained inside the seamless, scan-resistant hull was packed with sensor baffles and reflex shield devices. Craft such as this were typically deployed by Imperial agents or the killers of the Officio Assassinorum. But in this instance, the passenger was of a markedly different intent. The pod spiraled in towards the hull of the Phalanx. Autonomic systems waiting until the last possible second to fire braking thrusters to slow its approach. Magna grapples extended and drew the pod the last short span toward a service hatch and locked on. Stealth protocols ran from the craft's cogitators, misdirecting the docking sensors and masking the unscheduled arrival. The window of opportunity was only a few moments, but it was enough. Unnoticed by the Imperial fists, an intruder had boarded their vessel. A ghost by any other name. Its sole function completed, the shuttle pod disengaged and drifted away, blending back into the clutter of the space lanes. The lone passenger risked a single communication, a burst transmission message encrypted on a deep-level Vox channel. There would be no reply. One signal alone was enough to chance detection.
I'm on board. Proceeding with mission.
The warrior let the long shadow conceal him, the bulk of his ghost-grey power armor half hidden in the gloom. He wore a large, thin robe of metallic material over the armor, giving him the look of a monastic figure out of old legend. Pulling it close, he activated a device sewn into the sleeve, and the surface of the robe shimmered. He became a glassy sketch, a shape disrupted as if seen through a rain-slick window pane. The technology was rare and fragile, but the falsehood could shroud even an armored giant from a passing observer. Beneath the hood, Nathaniel Garrow grimaced. He did not approve of such clandestine acts, but he had no other choice. He was here on the direct command of Malkador the Sigillite, the Regent of Terra. Once a battle captain of the Death Guard Legion, Garrow had long since forsworn that status to become what some called a knight-errant, one of Malkador's covert agents amidst the turmoil of galactic civil war. He moved in the gloom cast by huge ornamental columns, shifting from point to point when the eyes of crew serfs or Imperial Fist legionaries turned away. Garrow crossed the Great Hall of Victories, following the lines of the Statue Garden and the Gallery of Heroes. He had been aboard the Phalanx once before, but under very different circumstances. Then Garrow had been a guest of the 7th Legion, plucked from certain death by Rogel Dorn himself. It sat poorly with him that his return came under a shroud of secrecy. The corridors and chambers of the flagship were magnificent works of functional, martial architecture, heavy with banners from 100,000 victories, lined with works of art that celebrated Dorn's Legion and the high ideals of the Imperium. They were a glorious sight. Garrow had no time to admire them. For the duration of this mission, he considered himself in enemy territory and would act accordingly. The only exception he had made to his usual preparation was to come bearing only his sword, Libertas. Garrow had left his bolt gun behind. It signified that he would not, could not, shed blood in the prosecution of this duty. But if he were discovered now, he doubted that the Imperial Fists would extend him the same consideration. Careful to remain unseen by his fellow legionaries, Garrow let the falsehood and his training carry him slowly and carefully into the inner halls of the vast Starfort. The warrior's objective lay deep inside Phalanx, on the lower decks toward the flagship's gargantuan engine cores. The chamber was known only as the Seclusion.